start things off by saying good evening. Next, I want to say thanks again to Hope for Golden Summer for playing with us and joining us. Downtown Rumblers. I've got a new record that came out about a little less than a week ago called Heat Lightning Rumbles in the Distance. And we're going to kick things off with the very first song on that record. This is a song inspired by the blue laws in my hometown. I grew up in Florence, Alabama, in the Muscle Shoals area. And like so many places, you can't buy any kind of beer or liquor on Sunday. But there was this weird little quirk in the law that enabled the county across the Tennessee River from us, Cobb County, their package stores were open for an hour and 59 minutes starting at 12:01 on Monday morning. And you kind of got to see who the hardcores were, who you saw in the parking lot of the first package store on the south side of the river. And we kind of called ourselves the 1201 Club. Chase away the morning. for my wife and my kids, and it's just, I tour a lot, and I spend a lot of time on the road, and last couple of years, it was close to 200 days out, counting drive days and those off days when you're just somewhere far away, and so my kids, they've learned to figure, without really us saying anything, you know, when they see the suitcases, they know what it means. And if it's a big suitcase, they really know what it means. So they know what that means too. So I wrote this song about that day before you leave when everybody's just cranky as shit. Which is, of course, the last day on earth that you want everybody to be cranky as shit. So it's called Leaving Time. Also the first song I wrote after having children. I wrote this one for my daughter when she was a few weeks old. It's called Pride of the Yankees. virgins in heaven, it's all been fucked up since 9/11. Here we're all going, what we're beginning is not one that's story. Two different endings to make.
Mark a piece of land where little Bonnie. some flowers by the storefront. Everybody cried. Everybody cried and cried.
This is another song off the brand new record, and this is kind of the middle song. It's the first song on side two, and I wrote this song about a fictitious version of an old friend of mine who I called him Billy Ringo on the record, and that's a good name for him. And there's even a backstory, you know. He went to like grade school in Alabama, and he wore his hair kind of long. And so, Coach, yeah. Who do you think you are, Ringo? Ringo Starr, ain't you? Billy Ringo. Yeah. So, he was that friend that every single one of you at some point in your life, I'll guarantee you, has had that friend. That friend that is just destined to totally fuck it all up at some point. But you love him. He's the most fun motherfucker in the world to hang out with. You love hanging out with him. It's always fun. He'll get you to do things that you'd never otherwise do that you probably shouldn't do, but you want to do deep down. And he's that guy that'll get you to do those things. But at the same time, you know he's going to break your heart. Or at least, I hope you know he's going to break your heart. Because he's going to break your heart. And I hope you know it. Because if you don't know it, you're going to be in for such a surprise. And Billy Ringo's the guy who gets shot going fishing. I don't know how, but it happened. And one time we'd been out, he'd gotten a hold of some pills, and we ate them and drank a bunch, and we were out raising hell. And next morning he gets up and he's hungover as hell, and the phone's ringing or something. He gets up and he's sitting there at his table, and he does a bomb hit, hoping it'll help his throbbing head. And the phone rings, and he gets up too quick, and he gets his head rushed. And he kind of came to hanging out the window. It was like second store apartment, you know. He's just hanging out, and he's still holding the bomb. He's telling me about it later that day, and over more beers, and it's like, man, that would have just been the most beautiful front page of the newspaper ever. You would have been out there, if your neck broke, and sprawled out on the ground with the bomb in your hand. It's like, yeah, my motherfucker might even still been smoking. That would have been better than the truth. Thank you. Check 1, 2. Claire Campbell. And Felix Campbell. Both of those songs are one of my favorite things in Athens for the last, God, 8 years, 7 years, ever since the first time I saw them. So I've been plotting for months in a way to try to figure out how to make this tour happen. And it all kind of all fell together, and we're so thankful. So I want to thank Claire and Paige again for coming out with us. And again, it's just been awesome. And of course, on the keyboards, and our dear, dear, sweet Jay Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay. And my partner in crime for almost 14 years on the drums. I wrote this song when I was a kid. I saw that, we used to watch The Wonderful World of Disney on Sunday nights on NBC, and every Sunday. And back when I was a kid, it was like the 70s, so Kurt Russell was like still young and not jaded, and he hadn't escaped from New York and landed in Hollywood with, you know, Goldie Hawn and God knows what kind of debauchery that life is about. But he was just this, you know, scrubbed-faced kid on all them Disney movies, and there was this one that made such an impression on me. I was about the age my daughter is now. I was about 7, and it's called Now You See Him, Now You Don't. And it's like this college kid in his chemistry class invents a formula that'll make you invisible. And I thought that was just bitchin'. I wanted me some of that real bad. So I'd pretend that I could become invisible. And so whenever my mom was yelling at me, or teacher was yelling at me, or someone was about to whip my ass at school, I would just disappear. And I wrote this song about that moment in time when you wake up and you realize that the kids are looking for you, and they can't find daddy nowhere, and I'm sitting right there. It's called Disappear.
Thank you. Bulldozers and the
traitor, my desert. I don't mean no harm, I just like to flirt. But most of all, I like bulldozers and dirt.
First solo record I put out, the song's called Old Timers Disease.
Grandad's lost his mind, just rather not fair.
Thank you. Last Wednesday night, I got invited to go present an award at the Americana Music Association Awards in Nashville. And I gotta be honest, as a general rule, I fucking hate awards. I hate award shows. I think they just are terrible, and it's just always just the worst of the worst. And I never agree with who wins anything, and I just hate them. I'm too grumpy. I hate that shit. And it's just the worst. The Grammys, good God almighty. You know what? You know, the Grammys, they have it at the Forum, which is like huge, huge. Who is it that you send letters? At the FedEx Forum. Because you can't have a building anymore without having a fucking corporate name, you know. And so, we used to have the Omni in Atlanta, now it's Philips Arena. And so it's at the FedEx Forum, and there's like 20,000 people crammed in there, and they don't sell beer. They don't sell anything. There's no liquor. It's totally dry. And so you know, it's just like, of all times not to sell beer. We all know Bono's funnier when he's a little bit drunk. I mean, you know. So I got asked to do it, and I was about to leave for a month tour and be away from my family, and I was like, no, you know, hell no. And then it's like, well, we want you to present a Lifetime Achievement Award to Booker T. Jones. And it's like, okay, I'll be there. I'll figure it out. So I took my family with me, and we all went up there. And I got to say, I had, like, one of the most amazing nights of my life. I had an absolutely great time. The show was unfucking believable. I mean, it was so good. They put my award was the first thing after the opening number was that award. So I got to cross that over my list, and then I was able to sit back and enjoy the show. And Richard Thompson came out and did 52 minutes of Black Lightning at like double speed. It was amazing. And Bonnie Raitt came out. I'd never seen her live. She was great, amazing. And Tom T. Hall came out, and you know, I've been a Tom T. Hall fan forever and ever and ever, and I actually got to shake hands with like one of my favorite songwriters in the whole universe, and so it was really an amazing thing, anyway, all that rambling is just to lead into to this song. Tom T. Hall wrote this song about a friend of his. His wife was an alcoholic. Can I get just a slightly bit more of this album? Check one, two, check one, two, check, check, check. Yes, thank you. Song about having to commit someone you love is called Betty Ford. Thank you. Johnson, Cora J. Johnson, he passed away last October. He lived 91 years. He was born when Wilson was in the White House. He lived through the Great Depression. He served in World War II. He went to Iwo Jima. He came back in one piece. And then he drove trucks for 25 years. Based out of Springfield, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati, Ohio. And yet every weekend he'd come home to the family homestead in McGeetown, Alabama, and take care of me. He'd take me to movies and Disney World. It was the idyllic part of my childhood. He was so good to me. And he always believed in what I was trying to do, and he helped me out when I was trying to do with my first band, Adam's House Cat. I'm so thankful that he lived to get to see things kind of turn around and do pretty well for me, so that he saw that maybe it wasn't all in vain. He passed away last October, and I went home and gave a eulogy for him, and somehow managed to do it without breaking down in tears. And then we went out to the house that he was born in, where he lived all his life. I was watching my kids play in the ruins. And I'd already written this song, but I was just thinking how I just was watching it come true.
Hey, Eli, you know.
And I co-wrote this song together for our dear friend Vic Chestnut that left us a few years ago. When you have kids, someday when your kids get about college age, they're going to be studying Vic Chestnut in their literature class in college. Mark my words. So come back to the start. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll all come out and do a couple more then. How about it? Check. Can I get just a teeny bit more of this? Check, 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 check. Oh, perfect. All right. Rocks the hi-hat.
Tony Eubanks.
Holy shit, I know that guy. He's a good friend of mine. I might even talk about him in a minute. Here's Tony Eubanks. I wrote this next song back in 07. It's back when the neocons were still in the White House, and I wasn't liking it much. You know, they're trying to come back. They're trying to make a comeback. I keep saying, we're going to have a comeback. They think we forgot. I went to H&R Block and asked them for the wrong. I said I want the Romney rake, and they just laughed at me. They didn't even know what I was talking about. Scratching and it feels alright. I need to. more time, I want to thank my band, Downtown Rumpers, for coming out with me. We're going to be nationwide these next 4 weeks, and I want to thank them all for taking time out to come with me on this adventure, and having so much fun. And again, I want to thank Hope for Going Summer, because that was so great.
Thank you, Jacob Morris on the cello. He's got a really kick-ass band called Moths, and they've got a new record about to come out like while we're on this tour, and it's so kick-ass, so make sure you look for it. And of course, Jay Gonzalez, who plays for the Truckers. He also has a fantastic record out. Y'all track him down. He's got them. Yeah, they're great. And Easy B, who's going to be putting out that hip hop record here, you guys. That is great. Speaking of Tony Eubanks, I'll dedicate this song to that fucker.
Yeah.
Used to be my boss at the hi-hat, and he changed my life. And he's trying to save our town. He's on this group that I'm part of that's fighting this new development they're trying to build. Someone got the really bright idea to put a Walmart next door to downtown Athens. And I don't know if you've ever been to Athens, but Athens is like one of the most lovely small towns in the left. I mean, it's like one of the survivors. If we actually have a downtown that has stores and clubs and restaurants that are all locally owned, and we've managed to survive, whereas most, especially in the South, you go to small towns and it's all boarded up, and then you go out to the outskirts and there's the big super center. And we've already got two super centers too, so you know, we're not being all uppity. I mean, we've got two Walmarts and a Sam's Club. There's absolutely nobody in Athens, Georgia that has a dying need for Chinese bullshit that can't find it within 4 miles. But nonetheless, they want to sell Chinese bullshit right downtown, right next door to, you know, like 4 blocks from the 40 watt. And it happens to be like next door to my house, and literally next door to my house. And I'm not like literally next door to my house. And so anyway, we're not happy about it, and we're putting up the good fight, and you know, it ain't going too good because they've got the mayor in their pocket. The week she took office, she signed a confidentiality clause with them that enabled them like 11 months of building infrastructure to get this thing through before anyone even knew about it. And then they announced it the day before Thanksgiving. Ain't that classy? So I wrote this song to tell them to fuck themselves. This is a love song for all the girls. Still wonders how I feel. Got some reason.
because in my fears, you know that you can be found in the stream of town. Thank you.
Passionhood, Hayes Campbell, Claire Campbell, Brad Morgan, Jacob Morris, Jacob Roberts, and the Downtown Rovers. Thank you for that.